There's this film titled Man on Wire. It's the real-life tale of a man who in 1974 stretched a tightrope from one of the World Trade Center twin towers to the other, and then from roof to roof, he walked across the wire. This was not officially sanctioned behavior, mind you, and police forced him down. The film's about the planning for the stunt, the relationships between those who made it happen, and the exhilaration that a street performer from France felt when he walked way up high, both thrilling and terrifying people way down low, a sort of make-your-dreams-come-true message. Those who made the film say it chronicles the artistic crime of the century. When I saw Man on Wire at the Tribeca Film Festival, the audience cheered at the end of the film for the man who broke the law. That wave of support drowned out whatever tisking may have inadvertently slipped from my lips. Should we really cheer for a man whose selfish interests could have killed people below? And if so, where do we draw the line at a particular lawlessness that's gone too far? Then again, lawfulness has little to do with good cinema. What do lawyers trained with books that don't even have pictures in them know about film quality anyway? This, my movie-loving friends, is the big reason why courts have hesitated to enter into spats springing from Academy Award nominations. Some people who did not hear their names read when nominations were announced or whose work was disqualified in some way have sued the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences in a sort of I'd-like-to-blame-the-Academy switch. Take the film Crash. One of its credited producers wanted Oscar recognition for his work when the film was nominated for and eventually won Best Picture. But the Academy bigwigs decided that his particular work on the film didn't fit their precise producer's category. The man sued, but the court refused to award him a golden statuette. There's another example. A film originally nominated for Best Foreign Film back 15 years ago. When Academy officials found out that the film had little connection to Uruguay, the country from which it was nominated, the Academy withdrew its nomination. There, too, the court refused to force the Academy into changing its mind. As a federal appellate court put it when it criticized a lower court for critiquing a film in a tax case, "We reject this judicial version of the Siskel and Ebert thumbs-up, thumbs-down approach to film evaluations. Too dangerous, too much possibility for judicial abuse, too subjective and too unpredictable an area for law," the court decided. In other words, what do law types generally know about film quality? Which brings us back to Man on Wire, the film about the street performer who walked a tightrope between the two World Trade Center towers, the film that troubled me because of its celebration of criminal activity, nominated last week for Best Documentary Feature. I'm Amy Guida.